Avian influenza has been the top story, not just here in Indiana, but in Washington, D.C., as your lawmakers and ag leaders work to find solutions to stop the outbreak. C.J. Miller has more on this story.
We have to control this disease. We have to do it with offense, not defense, which in my opinion is what we've done to this point.
And that's Tony Wessner, CEO of Roseacre Farms, which is headquartered in Seymour. During his testimony before the Senate Ag Committee, he says he's fully in support of starting with the bird flu vaccine in order to fight off the virus.
I'm not sure vaccine is 100% the answer, but I think that if we go down that road and we start there, there'll be people work hard and spend a lot of money to try to come up with answers.
He points to a number of other countries around the world that are already using bird flu vaccines.
And nobody wants to see trade stopped because we start using vaccine. I looked up on the charts. If you look at the chicken last year that left this country, almost 40% of it went to countries that are also vaccinating. So I can't understand why we can't get together with those countries and figure this out so we don't ruin trade. Nobody wants to hurt anybody in the poultry sector or in ag, period.
Wessner also told senators that all options must be considered in order to find the right solution for ending the bird flu outbreak.
I was brought a product to me this week that is not a vaccine, that is a pharmaceutical that is being used in Russia with good results, and it actually cures avian influenza. Is it real? I'm not sure, but we have to look at it, and we have to go down and look at things like that to try to find an answer to this thing. You know, there's people going hungry in this country, and there's people going hungry all over this world, and we have to protect the protein. So USDA and anything that the federal government can do to be supportive of that, that we really come up with an answer that makes sense for avian influenza and makes sense for the American consumer, ultimately.
According to Wessner, during his testimony, Roseacre Farms has lost more than 6 million birds to avian influenza since January 1st of this year, which he says is 25% of their current production. I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.